Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on The Fan, live from spring training, where we're presented by Main Street Bank, your local bank, local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thanks to them for making a national spring training possible. The show, as always, is brought to you by our friends, the lawyers at Kondorian Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're live in Richmond for the next 3 hours, AM 910, FM 105.1, and all over D.C. and the DMV on our flagship 106.7 The Fan, your flagship home for the Nationals. We're pleased to be joined right now by the manager of the Washington Nationals, World Series champion Davey Martinez. Davey, it is great to see you again. Thanks so much for the time. How you been?
Awesome, man. It's good to see you guys. It's been unbelievable. You know, we had a little hiccup yesterday with the weather, but other than that, the weather's been great, and I'm seeing a lot of positive, good things. Young kids are coming. They're looking really good, but the guys we got, some of the veteran guys we got, they're working and looking real good as well.
We were talking to Mike Rizzo about this. The mix is really interesting, right? Because it's everybody's kind of pulling the rope in the same direction, it feels like, welcoming the kids instead of maybe saying, you know, go fetch me a stick of gum, rookie, or, you know, run this lap, or, you know, clean up the latrine or whatever it is. It seems like everyone is kind of in this together a little bit. It's a good vibe.
It's a great vibe. And like I said, these veteran guys have been a blessing. They really have. I mean, they're taking these young guys in. They're showing them the ropes, you know, and it is a little different. You know, the preparation to play in a major league level is different. The process is different, and it's all about speeding these guys up a little bit, and they've handled it really well.
How much different, if at all, do you manage or coach or instruct when the clubhouse is essentially right now, you know, a bevy of prospect types in there? And if you're looking at just veteran service time, like guys who make real money, there's only a couple guys. How much different is your managing style than it was, say, in 19 when you had 6-7 all-star types?
Yeah, we had so many guys that were already established, really, you know, as major league players. So I was there to support those guys. You know, now it's more, I was just talking about this earlier, I found myself coaching, like really, really on the field, hands-on coaching, communicating with the younger players, you know, seeing different things and talking to them about it. And that's something that I want to do. You know, this winter I said I want to really be hands-on with some of our young players and get them to understand the game and how much the little things really do matter. I talk a lot about, you know, we were talking about the two-strike approach and how to get better at it. You know, the base running stuff. I really took upon myself to do the base running stuff this year. So I've been more involved with that. We've done it quite a bit already this spring. But, you know, the runners with scoring position, you know, driving those guys in, all that stuff, trying to really teach these guys on how to do it, you know, and how to stay within yourself. You know, for me, I tell them all the time, I said, you know, don't panic. You know, the biggest thing is don't panic up there. The pitchers are panicking. They don't want that run to score. Relax. Get the ball up in the zone. And you still get a pretty decent pitch if you just don't start chasing, you know. So we've talked a lot about that with those young kids. And so I've been more involved. I was telling Kyle today that I've been exhausted, which is a good thing.
Nice.
You know, after every practice, I sit in my office, just kind of lay back and go, okay, let's get ready for the next day, you know. But it's been great, man. I'm loving it. It's been a lot of fun. And like I said, these guys have all bought in so far, and they're getting a lot of work done.
That's Davey Martinez with Scranton Danny down here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Do you slide that fader down a little bit in season, or are you going to stay sort of active coaching, if that makes any sense?
Yeah,
right?
No, we still have so many young guys. Yeah. You know, I look at K-Bear Ruiz, you know, C.J. Abrams, who both really came along the second half of the season, but it's still that process, you know, still getting to do it and being consistent all the time now. Lane Thomas, you know, he had a great year last year, but he's another guy that, you know, I still want him to get a little bit better in certain areas. So, you know, I've been talking to him a lot about outfield play, you know, hitting with two strikes, driving the ball the other way, driving in some more runs for us, because, I mean, he's a weapon for us, you know. So this is going to be an ongoing process for me, you know, for the next, not just this year, but for many, many years to come, because they're young and they're coming. So, but it's a great thing. And like I said, we're going to surprise some people, I think. I really do. I mean, these guys are hungry. They're exciting to watch. As you can see, we've been really pushing the envelope with the base running stuff. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned C.J. Abrams. Like, I feel like with somebody like that, he might not even know how good he can be. You know what I mean? And sort of just saying, like, the things that you're doing, there's a very, very tiny percentage of human beings in the history of this game that could probably do some of this stuff, right? How much of that is sort of getting him to maybe realize that, to then implement, as you're talking about, that consistency?
Well, you know, what's funny is that, you know, last year I had a conversation with him, and I remember it was in Atlanta, and really talked about, you know, how good he can be, and really try to get him to understand, hey, you know, there's a lot of good players that go through what you're going through. But let's just focus on right now. So I broke everything down for him as simple as I could possibly be. I talked to him about the 10 at-bats. In 10 at-bats, you know, what do you think you can do in 10 at-bats? Can you work a walk in? He goes, yeah, I can do that. Okay. I said, okay, so that's, now you're talking about 9 at-bats. In 9 at-bats, you think you can hit the ball hard 3 or 4 times? He goes, yeah. I said, okay. Now, in those 3 or 4 times, you think, you think some of them will fall in where you can get a hit or 2 hits, or I said, because every 10 at-bats is going to be different. But if you could focus on just the 10 at-bats, in 10 at-bats, you could hit 333, right? And then we go on to the next 10 at-bats. And the next 10 at-bats, you could hit 400. Not saying you're going to hit, but shorten everything down so you're not thinking about the big picture and where you're going to be. Look, your numbers are going to be what they are at the end of the year. Everybody's is. You know, but let's focus on the here and now and break it down a little bit simpler, you know, because you could do a lot of good things. You're going to get an infield hit because he could run.
Yeah.
You know? So we started doing that with him, and he actually started taking off. Like, and I saw a different guy. Then I decided to put him at leadoff. And I told him, hey.
Good decision, by the way.
Yeah. I said, take ownership of it, right? I want you to be the catalyst for our team. And he looked at me like, and I said, no. I said, I think you can do it. That's why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. But now it's up to you. Run with it. You know, I mean, hey, you got the green line.
He literally ran with it. He started stealing
so many steals
every game.
He was really, really good. Yeah. So, you know, now we developed a leadoff hitter that could do a lot of different things. I remember this guy could jolt the ball.
Absolutely.
Know? And so he's gonna be special. He really is. I mean, this spring training has been a different beast. Like, he's got that confidence. He's got that kind of quiet leadership mantra going on mm-hmm. right now. And he's working diligently in his backhands in the infield and getting to the ball quicker with his feet, preparing himself to throw after he catches it. It's 2-strike approach. I mean, this guy's is really doing, putting all the work in.
Last year, there was a record 1.8 stolen base attempts per game with the new rules and 80% success rate. For you, I mean, I can't imagine everyone's got a green light. Having said that,
funny the other day, I'll tell you a funny story because, yeah, so, you know, we're trying to push these guys. So we're in a situation, and you know, and I spoke to coaches, hey, I want these guys, you know, these guys to really push themselves, see where they can get, you know, work good leads. And we're playing in Boston and Fort Myers, and Riley Adams takes off to steal.
Oh, wow. That's a green. That's a green. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I told Parra, I said, hey, what happened there? Because, no, we're going to be aggressive. I said, that's a little too aggressive.
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah.
You can be, there's a difference.
There's your aggressive limit right there. Now we know.
Yeah. How did that work out?
Yeah, not good.
Okay.
Not good. It was close, but it wasn't good. Yeah.
That's
I told Riley, I said, hey, we probably need another 2 feet in them bases. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Really
expand. That answers my question, though, in terms of what is the line. So that's probably the line.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of
like
aggressive.
Said, call it the Riley Adams line.
Yeah.
What we're really, really preaching on is, you know, they're going to first or third. You know, I always tell them some of the best base runners I've ever seen weren't very fast. Ryan Zimmer.
Zim was that way, yeah.
Man, your ball was hit. He'll be at third base, you know, on a base hit. So I want these guys to understand that part of the game.
Is there a chance that McKenzie or Josiah could start on opening day this year? Or is it kind of an earned thing for Patrick as the...
No, we haven't decided. I haven't decided anything yet. You know, we'll let spring training, you know, play itself out, and then I'll make that decision probably the last week of spring.
I don't know. I mean, it's his last ride, right? But those other guys seem like they're ready to step into really being maybe the dude at the top.
Absolutely. You know, and Josiah's having a great camp. So is McKenzie. But Corbin's throwing the ball really, really well. I mean, he's developed a cutter. He's understanding what he needs to do, you know, as far as pitching wise. And it's about location with him, you know. So he's throwing the ball really well.
Maybe this is a dumb question. Do you take into account, because you have the series on the road and then you come home for the home opener, do you take into account like having a guy start in the home opener that's like a jolt for
this
the fan base?
This guy's been reading my book.
But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
With all due respect, like, they're all pros, but like a Trevor Williams home opener versus Mackenzie Gore is a different thing. Is that something you care about at all?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have thought about that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So for your bullpen at this point, how long do you kind of give yourself to, I don't want to say figure it out, but kind of map it out in your mind, and how flexible is that early in the season as these guys are, you know, trying to kind of establish roles for you? Like, give me the balance there with the bullpen.
Yeah, so we got guys that I feel like are established in the back, you know, back end a little bit there. But we do have room for, you know, maybe three spots. You know, we're still looking at a lot of these guys. And some of these guys did well last year for us, but we still got a little bit of room. So, you know, nothing's really set in stone. You know, as I said early in camp, I said, hey, one thing you got to remember around here, there's opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So make it count. You know, like, hey, make everything count. Go out there and play well. And nothing's set in stone here. I mean, well, you know, as you know, Riz, you know, we're going to look at all our options and try to take the best 26 guys we got.
Speaking of the best 26 guys, right now the best one guy so far has been James Wood. It's been unbelievable. What do you make of the spring he's had? It's early, I know, but
he's been really, really, really incredible. He really has. I mean, just his whole persona. You know, not only the baseball player, but the person. He's quiet, goes about his business. He interacts with everybody. He works hard on everything. You know. He's one of the guys that I've been talking to about, you know, hitting with two strikes, a different approach, you know, just trying to move the baseball. We know he's got power, you know, but the biggest thing I tell you, hey, you know how you get better with hitting two strikes? Don't miss the fastball early, you know. And he looks at me like, yeah. So I said, but keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I've put him everywhere. You don't know where our needs are going to be. He could play all three outfield positions really well. He doesn't look like he's running. But I'm
it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
He's one of the fastest
So I
guys.
Saw him in Bowie last year, and I was watching. He was running for he was playing center. So it was a fly ball to left center, and he was, like, trotting, it felt like. And he crashed into the fence, you know, and went to the ground. He hopped up. He was fine. But, it was just like, to your point, he's not sprinting, but then he ran into the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the strides. Did you play with someone that big? Obviously, there's Judge and a few guys
I played with Frank Thomas.
He's kind of big.
Yeah, he's big.
That's a good one.
Frank Thomas was. He was the.
Yeah, but see,
write that down.
Big something. Thomas, big blank.
The
I can't
big
remember.
Like I told him, I said, you know, the last guy really, for me, that I saw really run like him, like that, was Winfield.
Okay.
Great one. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever watch Winfield run? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, get the ball in the outfield. I got time to freaking out. No. You better get the ball and get it, because in about four strides, he was at third
just
base.
Just looks different.
Yeah, he looks different now. And it looks different, yeah. He just beat out a regular infield.
It's that room service ball to third base.
Yeah.
And the look of, oh, my God, on the third baseman's face when Wood's already – he's already there?
Right.
I can't stop talking about that.
No, it's unbelievable. In the spring training one year, we were playing Kansas City and Bo Jackson, right? And Spike Owens playing first base. Shortstop. And he gets a routine two-hopper from Bo.
Mm-hmm.
He feels the ball nice. Boom. Gets up, makes a clean throw. Bo was by the base.
Right.
Two steps by the base. And he ran all the way to touch the right field wall and ran all the way back.
That's funny.
I thought, holy mackerel.
He got a James Wood, got clocked on the ball he beat out in the infield last week. At the average speed for Corbin Carroll last year, it was the second fastest home to first in the sport. And he's hitting the ball 440, and it's just been exciting. Obviously, back home, he's kind of the story right now. Davey Martinez is joining us here on Grant and Danny. The rest of the kids are playing well. They're kind of getting lost in the shuffle. Well, Robert Hassel looks like a different player with his power. A lot of people, I think, were ready to kind of go, okay, maybe it's not what it was supposed to be. But we just talked to him. He thinks with post-hamate, like last year he told us, I'm healthy now, and you're kind of thinking, well, if he's healthy, why does it look like this? But I think he's saying what he told us yesterday was, I didn't realize I was healthy, but I wasn't the same. I wasn't bad.
Healthy, but it wasn't right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel that at all watching him?
That had a lot to do with it. And we made some he's a little bit quieter up there. We made some adjustments. We talked to him about, for me with him, I told him, hey, look, you got to think of yourself as being a doubles guy. The home runs are going to come, but you got to be a gap-to-gap guy, 40-40 double guy. When you start thinking that way and not trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, you're going to be an unbelievable hitter. You really are, because he's got good bat-to-ball skills, and he's done that. He's really quiet up there, and, man, he's getting to balls now that he didn't think he could get to. And, a lot he's talked about, wanting to pull the ball more. I said, hey, all that stuff is going to work itself out. Just get yourself ready to hit on time. Get on top of the baseball, and you're going to drive balls to all fields. And he's had a great spring too. I mean, he's been on the radar, but he's done really, really well. Even in the outfield, he's another guy that could run really well and could play all three. But he's done really well.
Davey, I feel like, when you played, obviously, every generation has its freaks, like the Ken Griffey's of the world that show up and can play right away. I feel like guys are readier sooner now. Yeah. Is that something you feel like the younger guys are ready to kind of handle the rigors of the bigs?
Yeah. I'm seeing it, now. We got a few of them. Dylan is, he's handling himself really well. I'm trying to play these guys, and I want them to face big league pitchers, and he's done well.
Mm-hmm.
He's done well. He works good at bats. He stands in there with two strikes. He sees a lot of pitches. He's been good. House has been quietly really good, and for me, I'm just glad he's healthy, but he's been really good. So the future's bright, that's for sure, around here, and we're excited about it. And we're going to see these guys here, if not in the beginning, but fairly soon, some of these guys.
Davey, should I take the fact that you've only had Gallo playing first so far and working at first to mean he's exclusively going to play first or no?
No, I want him to play first base now.
Just to get the reps.
Just to get the reps, yeah. And then, later on, we can, we'll move him around the left field. I mean, the guy's a gold glover. So, I know he does a lot of work in the outfield, on his own.
What position do you think Lipscomb is best at?
Right now we're playing, he's really good at third.
Third base.
He won our.
That's where he played at Tennessee. Yeah,
mm-hmm. He won our defensive player of the year, so. He's got unbelievable hands, but he's done really well at second base. I know I've thrown him in at shortstop to see what that like it. And he's been good. I mean, he's been good everywhere. And he understands. He knows how to handle bat. So he's done well.
Big picture for some guys, because we're always talking about kind of the next wave. It's a natural thing for fans and people to talk about sports. It's, look at the next guy. There's still some young guys that are in the show that maybe, are still looking to, I don't want to say establish themselves, because Victor Robles was a center fielder on a World Series team,
right,
but trying to reach those expectations and things like that. What have you worked on? What have you done with Victor, trying to kind of, capture some of that lightning that we saw a handful of years ago?
Yeah, so, before he got hurt last year, he was doing well. We changed some things with his hitting. And I thought, okay, this is the guy that, keep putting the ball in play, using the field. We know he's got, he's got a chance to run into 15, 20, but he was doing all the little things right. We talked a lot about, and this year we honed in on his defense, but I think a lot of it had to do with that he was hurt,
mm-hmm.
His back. So, he's playing, you know, he's doing well. He's playing well. It's good to see him healthy again. So, but we got, you know, we got Jacob Young, who's did well for us last year in his first stint. So that's kind of like a competition between those guys. It really is. I mean, I'm watching them both.
Is it possible Jacob could be the opening day starter?
I don't know. I mean, they're both in the mix. So,
wow.
So, obviously, you know, Vic has a little bit more. I'd say he's got the upper hand a little bit right now, but you just don't know. Yeah.
What about the back of the rotation? Irvin last year seemed like he overachieved, maybe not for you guys, but I think he surpassed our expectations. You got Rutledge, a couple of the guys who have been at the high minors.
Right.
How do you kind of envision that competition or just the depth you've got there?
Yeah, you said it there. I look at the depth we have, and it's really good, you know. I'm hoping that Jake has a really good spring and really takes off, you know, from where he left off last year. Even though last year in September, I really put the blinds on because it's been a lot for some of these guys, you know. Jake went through Tommy John, you know, 2 years ago. So, but I'm looking forward to him to come and really helping us in that rotation. Rutt made some really big strides. I think last year he got humbled a little bit early, and then he realized, hey, you know, I got to pound the strike zone, get the ball in the strike zone. We got to get these hitters in swing mode. I said, that's the only way you're going to get them to chase, you know, some of your pitches. So he pitched that game in Atlanta and
was
nails. Yeah. So, you know, I'm excited about that. So, and then we got some, you know, DJ Hertz, we got Mitch Parker, Cole Henry is finally healthy, you know,
yep.
And he's throwing the ball in the mid to upper 90s again. So we're really excited about, you know, the depth that we have.
What's the Cade Cavalli timeline? How does he fit in this year?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of – he's, as you all know, he's itching at – you know, he wants to get –
right.
But we got to be smart. You know, this Tommy John thing really takes some time. And, we're going to build him up. And, you know, we don't have a timetable per se right now, but he's going to pitch in the big leagues for us this year for sure. So,
Davey, last thing, just looking ahead to the start of the season – and we're getting ready to head back to D.C. You're a few weeks behind us. I think it's really cool. You guys are doing the prospect game. Is that going to be like the minor league lineup against the major league, like JV varsity? Do you know the layout of that?
Yeah, that's the way I want it.
So, nice. So that's dress rehearsal, so people will be able to come watch that at Nats Park. Then you hit the road, but just kind of your mindset for what needs to get done between now and then.
Yeah, we still got a lot. Like I said, you know, it's still early in the spring. But, you know, guys are still working at bats, trying to get themselves ready, get the timing going. Pitchers are, you know, honing in on their skills and really focused on right now just trying to throw, you know, all strikes, win the one counts. You know, we preach that a lot about that. But you know, it's, you know, we got a day off tomorrow, Wednesday. I'll talk to them about, you know, this part of the second part of spring training is really start amping up. Let's start competing, you know, up there. Put all your little toys away and let's focus on competing and winning is the ultimate goal. So I want them to understand that, hey, we're here to win games. So we'll talk a lot about that here. So it's, you know, for me, it's imperative that we start off. I want to start off good. So I want to push these guys a little bit to get going a little bit more, a little quicker. But, you know, we still have time. But I want these guys to be ready when that bell rings.
Dave, awesome as always, man. Good to catch up with you.
It's always good to catch up to you guys. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for the time.
All right.
Davey Martinez, manager of the Nationals. Next, James Wood, Caleb Williams, both D.C. area natives. Do you care more about athletes who may or may not be playing in town if they are local kids? Want to get into that next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Poolside in West Palm Beach. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Thank you to Davey Martinez for joining the program. We'll catch up with Patrick Corbin, who may be the opening day starter for the Nats again. We'll ask him about that. Coming up at 5 o'clock, and Joey Gallo, who is the biggest name among the additions this offseason. Look, there's no reason to sugarcoat it. It's pretty clear Mike Rizzo was not given much money to spend. They didn't go out and add a whole lot of talent. They're waiting on the kids to graduate this year. Gallo's the one notable star at one point in his career that they brought in, and that was years ago. But I think, as you heard Davey talk about there, he's going to play plenty of first. They'll have him run around in the outfield a little bit, where he's a two-time Gold Glove Award winner. My guess is if he hits for power early in the season and gets off to a fast start, they're going to trade him. We asked Mike Rizzo about that yesterday. I think he's wide open to any and all possibilities with Gallo.
And they've done that. I mean, they've gone for the, you know, the John Lester sort of corollary, right? The name that doesn't really apply to what they're doing at the moment, that they've been able to spin for a profit. Go back in the day with Matt Capps, you end up with Wilson Ramos out of that. That is something that has been a staple here. Sometimes it doesn't really work. I put that in quotations. Like Nelson Cruz didn't really pan out, so they couldn't spin him for something. But it's absolutely a smart thing to do a bargain basement deal that you get a profit on in some kind of way.
There was a story written in the Washington Post today by Kevin Blackstone. I love KB. I go back many, many years with him. In fact, oh, what year would this have been, Danny? I ran the board for college football shows that Blackstone was hosting at SiriusXM, probably back in the early 2000s. Really, really good person. Love Kevin Blackstone, the professor over at the University of Maryland. But his piece in the Post today was about Washington again dreaming of a homegrown star. And he kind of wrote through the lens of James Wood here with the Nationals and Caleb Williams, obviously, possibly, being a draft pick for the Commanders. James Wood, for people that don't know, before he went to IMG Academy in Florida, was at
St. John's
College High School, yeah, where he was a tremendous basketball player and baseball player. His father played at the University of Richmond, was a basketball star. Williams, Gonzaga, D.C. kid as well. But Blackstone talks about the pride, you know, that people take in the local kid done well. Like when we've got one of our own in the DMV, the D.C. type athlete who takes on some notoriety with one of the local teams. Recently, it has not gone great. You think about Chase Young and some of the other examples. But it's very clear to me, and maybe it's because I'm from King George more than I am from D.C. proper. I claim the DMV. I'm a Virginia native. The D.C. teams are mine. But I've never really felt that same thing. You might feel differently because you went to private school in D.C. or whatever that ICC commuter, what do you call your conference?
The IAC, the Interstate Athletic Conference.
Right. But you know all the schools and
yeah,
you're plugged in. I don't really have that. I do think if you are in or around the city proper, there is this like pride about, oh, he's one of our athletes that is going to play for our teams.
Yeah, so I went to kindergarten through college in D.C. And the as far as I go with it, when I see like a Kevin Durant who's balling out at Texas and then has a really great NBA Hall of Fame, you know, a top ring of scorers type career, or, Elgin Baylor from, you know, historically, or Sugar Ray Leonard is a world champion boxer, or somebody else that's local that does well. I go, that's awesome. That's really neat. I'm not wired to go, oh, because that guy played here, he needs to play for my team. And that gives me an extra source of pride. I'm not wired that way, which I think is like kind of the next step up.
So let me ask it this way. Mm-hmm. Is there any at all difference in feeling for like a James Wood because he went to St. John's College High School than if he was from Florida and went to IMG? Because I actually think that there is for me.
Mm.
The fact that he's from Rockville,
yep,
that he played at St. John's, that his family is local, you know, that his dad is, you know, hanging out watching him in,
sure,
Bowie, and it's not far from where they lived or whatever. I think that moves the needle for me. It's not like that's a thing that I care a lot about, but if you're saying James Wood could either be this California native who was drafted by his hometown Padres, who got traded for Soto, and now he's making his way to the big leagues, or the story as it is, which is he went to St. John's College High School. Mm-hmm. He grew up in Rockville. He's a local kid. The second one is way more interesting to me.
I suppose it's intriguing, but I think of my favorite athletes of all time, and I know one of them is Cal Ripken Jr., who's from literally down the street from Baltimore, so it's a bad example. But I love Art Monk so much. He's from, like, upstate New York. John Riggins is from Kansas. Like, they become legends when they're here and they spend their career here. Ryan Zimmerman being from Virginia Beach is neat. Like, he was able to go home, and his family was kind of pretty close by and everything like that, and he's Mr. D.C. Baseball. But if he was from, again, if he was from Kentucky and he moved here and adopted the area, like Max Scherzer's from Missouri, I never once held that against him, you know? So I understand the point where I go.
But isn't it possible to not affect you negatively but be a bonus? In
yeah,
other words,
no,
like
I,
if you're
I,
not
I know
from
the
D.C., doesn't mean anything.
Right.
From D.C., you get a couple cool points.
That's as far as I go with it. Like, I love John Allen. John Allen's an awesome player. He's from this area.
Yeah.
Grew up loving the team that I love, but like, hypothetically, if John Allen didn't play well, that's easily my number one concern.
Sure. And John Allen, to me, has in some ways kind of become the fan favorite, alpha in the locker room, like the guy that, of all the players on the team, we're inviting him to our event at the Bethesda Theater with our 500 fans watching 106.7 The Fan versus 106.7 The Fan
HD2. HD2, yeah.
We did that on purpose, in a way, and I think John Allen's notoriety and some of his popularity is somewhat because he went to Stonebridge
totally.
High School.
I think I acknowledge that I'm weird on this, right? I don't know if it's because of the chair you and I are lucky to sit in or if it's something else, but in terms of fandom. You know, I totally understand, by the way, and respect it. I'm not anti-people getting excited about it. I don't look down on it even a little bit. It's just not how I'm wired, I don't think.
There is a flip side to this, and maybe this is going to be a completely unfair, hypocritical comment. When it comes to a quarterback or a super high-profile player, I'm not sure that it's a good thing. Caleb Williams is a good example. I'm not saying he runs with, like, a crowd. I don't want him around. I just think it can be really distracting. We saw it with Chase Young. Chase Young was a superstar. He was one of the biggest names on the team. The day he got drafted, he's on billboards. Might have been, honestly, I would guess, the most popular jersey, the most popular player on the Commanders for his rookie season, right? The fact that he was local was basically just like going to the same restaurants probably and bars in some ways on the weekends as where he grew up. It wasn't this way with John Allen, but John Allen was not as big a star.
Right.
And he was a first-round pick. But John Allen could walk into a Buffalo Wild Wings anywhere in Loudoun County and not get recognized for the most part. Might be some people going, that guy's somebody.
That's a pretty large dude.
He might have one or two dudes take a picture with him. Chase Young has got the long hair, and he just looks like he was designed in a laboratory. He's like 6'5". I mean, he's a different cat, so maybe that's part of it. But like, I don't think it helped Chase Young that he lived here, that he was in his backyard.
I 100% agree with you.
And the Caleb Williams thing, while I think there would be folks that are prideful that a Gonzaga player, you know, we saw it with Dwayne Haskins.
Yes.
Bullis. I don't know if that was beneficial. Like, I don't. It is completely hypocritical to say I don't mind with James Wood. I don't mind if it's a hockey player like Joe Snively from Herndon who plays for the Capitals. Mm-hmm. With a quarterback like Caleb Williams, I would rather you not be from here, strangely.
That's not crazy to me. I mean, again, because what are we talking about, right? Kevin Durant didn't even want to take a meeting. Part of that is because the Wizards were at that point a joke of an organization, and that was kind of the look in the mirror. You're being forced to acknowledge this is what you are. But I also think part of it was he didn't want the hometown distraction. He didn't want the hangers-on from everybody where he grew up.
It's got to be hard.
It's got to be part of it. And it's an extra layer of responsibility that he, as a veteran, didn't want to take on. Again, I'm not speaking for him. This is me guessing, right? Imagine now you're 21 and you have to take it on. That's an extra layer of responsibility. It's probably hard.
Think about just ticket requests.
Right.
If you play for the Wizards and you're Kevin Durant, I wonder what the number looks like. Night in, night out, how many texts or people are hitting you up?
Like every game check is basically you just buying the lower bowl.
But think about it. I mean, all of your teachers and friends and family and a lot of your relatives, they might go to the game any given night. If you're in Oklahoma City or Brooklyn, it's just not the case. But it's a really good piece. It's a thought-provoking column by Black of Stone in the Post today if you want to check that out. Our double plays next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're going to have a little Ryan Explains It All that we've put together today. I'm excited about that. And the Beltway Blitz comes your way in 20 minutes at the top of the hour. Patrick Corbin of the Nats at 5, Joey Gallo at 6, live from spring training. Grant and Danny, our coverage coming your way, presented by Main Street Bank. It's your local bank, local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Top of the hour, the Beltway Blitz here on Grant and Danny. Teams in town you care the most about at 4:25. We are less than 1 week from free agency and legal tampering. Washington can start negotiating with players in 6 days. What's the first position you want the Commanders to attack and get a new starter at? We'll talk about that coming up early in the 4 o'clock hour on G&D. Kick off your future with the law firm of Kendorian Murad. They are our official show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will, and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We should have gotten our boys from Kendorian Murad to come down here to spring training.
Would have been nice.
They're a good hang. They like D.C. sports. They like to travel to go to events. We are in West Palm Beach at spring training. We're broadcasting, actually, poolside today. The Nats are not over at the facility, so we decided to come over and do the show from the Airbnb next to the pool. And for the first time in show history, I believe, unless I'm forgetting something, we're going to have a live cannonball competition during the Grant and Danny radio program.
I have to look back, but I don't think we've done that yet.
We never did that in, like, 2015? No, we did so many weird things during the pandemic when there weren't sports that it's actually there is a chance – that we did a cannonball competition.
Yeah, we did all sorts of weird stuff. Like, I'm just thinking of myself. I was like, let's grow a mustache. And, like, no one else did. I did that. I did one where I took a shower during a commercial break because I was downstairs in, like, the bathroom doing where the that's where I could do the show. Just, like, little bits like that that became content. It was a dark time.
So we're going to be judging the cannonball contest based on three different categories.
Technique, splash, and artistry.
Okay.
Artistry.
There's going to be... prizes. I'm going to give out prizes. Winner's going to get $3. Second place is going to get $2. Third place is going to get $1. Now, we need a decision from Bobby Blanco, Mass and Sports fame. We need to know, are you going to be taking judging? He would like to judge the competition.
I judge that to be more of a participation. That's what I'm rooting for. I want four people.
It's his choice.
Of course it is. But this
I also
is what
think
I'm asking
it's
for.
Good to have three judges for the it's the more
get rid of the low score.
Averaging together of the numbers.
Oh yeah.
So it actually will help.
It's more equitable. But I would love four people competing for three spots. I
that
want someone
funnier.
Off the podium.
We'll try to talk Bobby into it. But actually, I just decided though, if there's three people participating,
yeah.
The third place person will not get a dollar. I think you get nothing. And or have to give me a dollar.
There it is.
The second place gets two, and the winner gets three. We need to have higher stakes here.
Let me throw this at you. All right, we're honing this a little bit.
Yeah.
Second place shouldn't get $1 less. Second place gets $1. First place gets $3. Third place, last place gets nothing. See what I'm saying?
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Fourth place, shame. You get some shame.
You do.
Right? A little ridicule. You don't want that.
Ryan's been sleeping on the couch already. We're one bed short. So he's in the living room on the couch. I believe his quote was, I'm young, I'll deal with it, which we liked.
We like that.
He's
team
a good
player.
Guy. We
team
like
player.
Him. But do you think maybe the last place person sleeps on the couch tonight?
Whoa.
Final night in
Those
West
are
Palm.
Stakes. Man.
We'll have to discuss this.
Darius is making that like, that's so fun, smile. Mm-hmm. Toby's doing a side eye. I don't know if they're in on that bit, but I love the idea.
We'll workshop at 6:10 p.m. First ever Cannonball Challenge on Grant and Danny in West Palm Beach. It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. I think we've got to welcome Ryan in for a little Ryan Explains It All here. Today's Tuesday, Danny.
It is.
But it's not just any Tuesday.
No, it is not.
It's a bigger Tuesday.
It is.
It's a large Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Some would call it a super Tuesday.
It is significant in that way. So, Ryan, Clary, I ask you, sir, with this little game of Ryan Explains It All, what is Super Tuesday?
Man, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
This is a really tough one because
it's a noodler there, yeah.
I can think of something.
Uh-huh.
But I will say off the top of my head, I didn't even know Super Tuesday was a thing.
Okay.
I did not know that Tuesday until just now. I've never heard of Super Tuesday, in fact. So this is kind of something that I'll just wing. Super Tuesday, I kind of think of something that may have to do with like a discount at a store.
Okay.
Maybe you go in somewhere. Somewhere, some store has a super discount on a Tuesday.
Now, you think it's one store? Is it like a lot of stores doing
kinda,
it together?
It's kind of like the national like no tax day that some states do.
It's like Cyber Monday.
Exactly.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
And Super Tuesday is now a thing. So that is kind of like what I'm thinking of off
brick
the top.
Brick and mortars only, or does it work online?
Is it online?
No, I would say brick and mortars, I would say. In-person stores, kind of the way that 2024 is no longer in person because you all do the online shopping. All that fun stuff.
So it gets people back in the stores.
Gets people back in the stores, sure.
I could see this because, so the you've got the fall winter because it's leading up to like a holiday season where you're buying gifts for people.
Of course.
Well, what about the rest of the year? This is a nice midpoint, a third of the way through the year. It's in March. So now that Super Tuesday is a way to go get people to spend money in stores then.
Why today?
Well, I mean, why not? Because at this point in time, like what is there to look forward to? Like St. Patrick's Day is fun. Easter's cool. Other than that, you just got the summer.
Okay.
So maybe today is kind of like that day where you go out and you get your summer wear, whether it's swimsuits, t-shirts, shorts.
Super Tuesday.
Whatever it may be, sandals, flip-flops, whatever you're into.
Is it all merchandise or only summer-related merchandise?
All merchandise.
Okay.
It's stores that do participate.
So when he first said he had not heard about it at all or didn't know what Super Tuesday was, I assumed he would say something foolish and he would just have no idea. As is sometimes the case, not every time, but sometimes, his guess is extremely close.
Like it's,
and that is frustrating.
Like I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's like not exactly right, but it's not far off.
But a lot of times, your hunches are so good. Where do they come from?
I mean, this big old brain right here. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
We do know that your head's pretty big, by the way, when you were sizing up hats.
Maybe that's
what's going on.
I have a big dome.
A big head.
Super Tuesday. So is it celebrated nationally? Could we go anywhere in West Palm?
Sure.
Not just a D.C. thing?
No, not just
How do you find out who's participating?
I guess you just ask them, hey, are you participating in Super Tuesday?
So you know how
ask people just in the parking lot?
No, like the cashier or whatever, the person who greets you at the front door. You ask them, are you going to participate in this Super Tuesday? They say yay or they say nay.
You know how we figured this out? So we went to dinner last night at City Place, and that like complex that has a bunch of different stores and eateries and things like that. He saw all the sale signs in the windows of the various spots.
Is this true?
On Tucket, he saw the sale sign. Okay. Like a couple other, like even I think the ice cream that you guys got was like slightly discounted in honor of Super Tuesday. I think that's how we figured it out.
I saw this morning, Darius has us hooked up for YouTube TV out here. Mm-hmm. And I turned on CNN, and they were covering Super Tuesday.
Of course.
And they had reporters all over the place, stand-ups, you know, everywhere. Where do the reporters get sent, and what is the point of that coverage?
You know, they may just get sent to the store.
Okay.
Maybe they go to the store, the local Walmart, local grocery store, whatever it may be.
Who is Super Tuesday most critical for today, do you think?
You know.
Like, who needs to have a good Super Tuesday? Where they're in big trouble.
I would say the American citizens.
Yeah,
I'd say the American citizens. The people who want to save some money and go to the clearance rack on a Super Tuesday.
Is there any controversy for people that don't participate? Like the stores that don't opt in? Because that sounds like a pretty bad branding thing. Like, let's say that Grant's Emporium opts out of Super Tuesday. Like, that's...
I mean, it's
like,
it's
not a great look, right?
It's not a great look, but then again, like... This is your provider. Do what you want, Grant. Like, if you're opening a store and you don't want to participate in Super Tuesday.
I'm not saying it's not allowed, but, I mean, don't you want to opt in?
So well, I want to pause this thought.
Yeah.
And now I want to reset. I want to hypothetically say what you're saying is incorrect completely. Just hypothetically.
Hypothetical.
Okay.
That what you're saying is not in any way what Super Tuesday is.
Uh-huh.
What else could it be? Do you have any other guesses as to what Super Tuesday might be?
Somehow, some way, it may be a religious kind of holiday.
Religious holiday.
Potentially. Potentially.
So you mentioned Easter. We know what happened there
Yes.
Right?
What is Easter? What happened? What is Easter?
Well, Easter is the day that Jesus rose from the dead.
Okay. Very good.
Yep, right.
He is risen.
As he is risen.
They do
so
say
what
that,
would Super Tuesday be? Religiously. Not necessarily involved with...
Well, it could have been the day where maybe some bad things happened.
Okay.
I mean, we could say that.
All right. Super
bad
Tuesday.
Bad things happen.
Super Tuesday, man.
Well, about it, Super Tuesday, I don't know if that would be the day for...
You wouldn't call it Super
Tuesday. Probably
want
to call it Super Tuesday. Probably want to call it Super Tuesday.
You'd call it Bad Tuesday.
Maybe it was a good Tuesday.
Historically troubling Tuesday.
Tough Tuesday.
Darn
it, Tuesday.
Oh, no, Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan explains it all.
Unbelievable.
Huh?
That's... If that you was didn't an all-timer. Know
Thank you.
About Super
Thank you.
Tuesday, they teach it in a government class.
And go shopping. Mm. Get your discounts, right? Observe your religious holiday and get your discounts.
Super Tuesday with Ryan Clary. If you don't know, now you know. The Beltway Blitz comes your way next on G&D from West Palm Beach on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.